And this is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
This week, I had a chance to meet Emily Chase, who is about to graduate from the University of Arkansas with an art degree. She, this week, it was announced, won one of the most prestigious art awards for an undergraduate in the country.
Which is awesome.
The Wingate Foundation Fellowship, $15,000 for her art. And she had three paper dresses on exhibit at One East Plaza earlier this week. Now, that show is down. It closed Friday evening. But you can see her paper dresses beginning tomorrow through all of next week in the Fine Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus. This story aired on our daily edition of Ozarks at Large, and keep in mind this is while the exhibit at One East Plaza was still up. This week, the University of Arkansas announced a senior art major, Emily Chase, is a recipient of one of the most prestigious undergraduate art awards in the country. The Wingate Foundation Fellowship is awarded by the Center for Craft, Creativity, and Design to just 10 undergraduate students across the country annually. Emily Chase, a student in the University of Arkansas's Honors College, was given the prize and the accompanying $15,000 for her arresting paper gowns.
And the skirt is made out of three pieces, and the pieces are held together with magnets, so it comes apart, and then it can snap back together. When I figured that out, I got really excited.
Three of Emily's paper gowns command the center of the basement of One East Plaza this week. Her life-size garments include a ghostly white gown. She's titled Husk. It's a formal gown made of rice paper with sleeves and torso slightly singed and burned. Another dress, a spray-painted formal called All in Knots, is inspired by the Red Riding Hood story. Upon careful inspection, that very story is revealed within the art. Emily says she is intrigued by paper as a medium in part because of its ubiquitous nature.
It's actually kind of impossible to get away from. It's books and sketchbooks and newspapers and advertisements. It's everywhere. But it's also, I think, a lot of times what people start out with when they're making art. You know, when you're a little kid, maybe your parents or your teachers will give you coloring book and crayons or some printer paper and some colored pencils just to let you get started. And that's where I got started.
Emily says drawing is a love of hers, and her familiarity with paper through drawing led her to experiment with turning paper into three-dimensional forms. The general artistic inspiration for her was fostered at home. Her mother is a painter and high school art teacher, and her grandmother works with different media as well.
She actually was a ceramicist. When she was younger, she ran a ceramic studio, and she did slip casting, and she was a teacher. She taught classes. And then when she stopped doing that, she started quilting, and she makes about 300 quilts a year and donates them to the women's shelter and other sort of things like that in my hometown, Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Emily's paper gowns, her thesis project at the university, represent a combination of her interests, fashion, art, and storytelling. She calls the exhibit This Fragile Armor.
So the idea that people can wear clothing to sort of put on a front. You know, the way that we dress says a lot about how we think about ourselves and how we want to feel. And I think the idea of sort of like what you're presenting versus what you're experiencing is very interesting and very important. And that was a lot of what I wanted to talk about when I was trying to figure out what I was doing with this work. So having a dress that, you know, like in Hollow Bones, you have a dress that's sort of upright and very structured in the front, and then in the back it's open and exposed and you can see inside.
Emily's faculty mentor, Kristen Musnug, an associate professor of art, says her relationship with Emily, as Emily created her thesis and award-winning gowns, was part advisory and part intellectual collaborator.
Emily would come to me and talk about her ideas, and I would, you know, tell her some other things to think about or maybe push her to develop an idea more, and there's definitely been some problem solving. With the Red Riding Hood, she had this, you know, drawing with this very, you know, sort of softly draped hood, and we were trying to brainstorm ways to do that, and then we hit on the getting the paper wet, and that was so exciting.
Both Emily and Professor Musnug light up when they talk about the process of creating art and the sometimes serendipitous discoveries that can be made while creating. Kristen Musnug says, and Emily agrees, that the journey to the finished product is just as rewarding, if not more rewarding, than the finished piece.
If the process weren't fun, we wouldn't do it. I mean, having the object at the end is nice and you feel proud of it, but it's doing it that is really fun.
I would agree with that. I really love making things. I think I don't, you know, no matter what I end up doing in my life, you know, if I, you know, end up, I don't even know. But if I, no matter what I end up doing, I can't imagine ever not making things. I think that's a big part of what makes me who I am, and a big part of what, you know, keeps me sane. It's just, I love to work with my hands, and I just love to create things.
Applicants for the Wingate Fellowship must write a 600-word document with their artistic statement included, as well as a summary of how they would use the $15,000 award that comes with the fellowship. Emily plans to further her studies of the art form in Japan, New York, and at the Penland School of Crafts in Penland, North Carolina. Her undergraduate career at the university is just weeks away from ending. Her thesis work will come down in a couple of days, and in less than a month, she's bound for Japan. Professor Kristen Musnug says she's excited just to see what Emily does from here.
Making paper dresses is not something that we teach in our program, or really that I think any art program teaches, and there's only probably a handful of artists in the world who do this. So Emily had to completely teach herself how to do it, and she did an amazing job.
And I really want to thank Kristen, because she's been a really amazing mentor to me, and sort of throughout this process, I think she's really been really good at pushing me in the right direction and then letting me make my own discoveries, which is incredible. And I think really without her help, I would be not here right now. And also I wouldn't have discovered so much about myself as an artist and a person. And I think that's been a really incredible experience for me.
I talked with Emily Chase at One East Plaza this week. That piece originally aired on our daily show of Ozarks at Large. Now, while the exhibit is down at One East Plaza, you can see her paper dresses, and it's well worth your time. Her paper gowns will be on display in the Fine Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus beginning tomorrow and running through early May.
I'm going to have to try to get over there.
They're fantastic.